Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, knowing the schedule you've got coming up here between now and the playoffs, how important was it to get a bunch of points last weekend?
I think it was big, Schultze, because you can't predict what's going to happen over the course of the next 10. I mean, we're playing some heavyweights. None of us have a crystal ball to know how these games are going to play out, but it's just going to be – it's a hectic 10 games. You better know how to win 2-1. So, again, you can't take anything for granted.
You have won in a lot of different ways. 2-1 is not one of those necessarily, but how important is it to find ways to win?
Well, you have to because, again, we can't predict how the games are going to be played. And there's going to be a variety of different games that we're going to be playing. Hey, they happen all year, but over the next 10, there's going to be a lot of different different ways to win. But I think, again, I think the one consistent is going to be I think they're going to be tight. I think all the games are pretty tight right now. There's so much on the line. We realize that it is the stretch run, and we understand we're trying to jockey for playoffs. So, we got our hands full, but it's also exciting.
You've always said special teams are going to have their ups and downs. Not that they're bad by any stretch, but both power play and the penalty kill have struggled a little bit as of late. How troublesome is it when they're both struggling at the same time?
Well, again, it's not fun. You want one of them. You want one of them actually. Basically, one of them, is going to, overlap the other one, hopefully. If the other one's struggling, you want the other one going well. Hopefully, they're both clicking, you know what I mean? But, you can't have both. If you're struggling with both of them, you're going to have to win a game probably 3-2. You're going to have to, and you're going to have to get it done 5-on-5. So, at the end of the day, you need one or both of them playing well this time of year.
Zach Driscoll's had a great statistical year. Seems like some schools just can flat out recruit goalies. I think you're one of them. What is it in your mind where you're hitting on more than you're missing?
I don't know, Schultze. Again, there's no exact science to recruiting a goaltender. The one thing we do like, we want to take a kid who's had a lot of junior experience. He's played a lot of games in junior hockey. They don't get as flustered. And Zach obviously went to college probably a little too young, but he went back to Omaha. He obviously was experienced right there, and he came in with a lot of confidence, and he was a lot older. And I think that's the other thing. We've had older goalies. We've had goalies who have had a lot of junior experience. And I don't know, Schultze, but knock on wood, and it has been pretty good. But you know what? We got a good one right now, and we'll see in a couple of years. But that stuff changes all the time. But he's been our rock this year.
More with Coach Ceratori. One way return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Last question in the first segment, Tom, was about Zach Driscoll. A lot of fans are looking forward to maybe their offense against your defense or vice versa. Personally, I'm looking forward to this matchup of goalies. McKay and Driscoll are both lights out. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
Schultze, I don't know. I don't know what kind of game we're going to see. And I just told their radio announcer as well, like the one thing about Mankato, they can play many different ways. You want to get into a special teams battle, they can do it. You want to get into a skating game, they can do it. You want to get into it like a punch, counter punch, they can do it. So they have a lot of different ways that they can win hockey games. So how is all this going to play out? I don't know, Schultze, because I could sit there and try to tell you what I think, but again, that could be the total opposite. At the end of the day, it's going to be up to those players on the ice, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
They're without two of their better players, and Michaelis and Yaremko. Like you said, no crystal ball, but if you had to guess, how is their game going to have to change without them?
I think they have a lot of weapons. I don't think it has to change at all. I mean, they've got a lot of offense. They've got a lot of good players. Our game hasn't changed without Brendan Harris. I mean, you play the game the way you play the game. You play the style of hockey the way the style of hockey you want to play. So it doesn't matter who's in the lineup. You're playing the same way, and you have the same expectations. So they've got other kids who can step up. They've got a lot of talent, and they're going to be just fine.
They've won a lot of games recently in this series, but looking back at the last 15, I think 8 of them have been tie game or one goal games. How important is it taking care of the puck?
Oh, you better. Mostly you get on the road. You better take care of the puck. It's very critical.
They've held a number one ranking in the polls for a bunch of weeks this year. And yet you look at the standings and you're within a weekend of catching them. What does that say about how consistent your guys have played too?
No, we've played pretty consistent, and I'm proud of the guys for that. I mean, over the first 18 games, we couldn't ask anything more out of our guys, Schultze. And now we realize, again, we've got a very difficult stretch right now. We understand that, but we've put ourselves in a good position. Now we'll see what we're made of.
They've scored the first.